Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. The Frank Rizzo statue was removed from the front of the Municipal Services Building in the middle of the night. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from Center City, where Mayor Kenney explained the decision to speed up the process.
For the first time in 21 years, the statue of the former police commissioner and two-term mayor is no longer here in front of the Municipal Services Building. Yesterday, Mayor Kenney signed an order to have it removed, and overnight, crews took it away. The mayor says he hopes this is the beginning of the healing process, and not just for those who have been protesting in recent days.
I know some people think him as a hero and the like, but there's a large number of people in the city who lived in that time, who go in there to pay their taxes and to get permits and to do things, and to go in there under his guise was offensive to them.
Mayor Kenney says he regrets that officials were originally going to wait until next year to remove the statue. The statue is now in storage, and there's no timetable for what's next for it. A citywide curfew will resume at 6 o'clock this evening and continue through 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Turnout was pretty high in yesterday's Pennsylvania primary election, KYW's Mike Doherty reports.
Election officials say people did show up to cast their votes yesterday despite the lingering coronavirus and civil unrest. Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Bockvar says poll workers did a tremendous job making sure things ran smoothly and there were no major incidents to report.
This election year, as I've said, has been one of tremendous change. And so those mail-in ballots were a huge, huge success. And thank goodness for Act 77 providing that opportunity to voters.
Bockvar expects the vote counting to take a little while because of the surge in mail-in ballots. Because of the unrest, mail-in ballots from Philadelphia, Montgomery, and Delaware counties will be accepted late as long as they were postmarked by yesterday and received by next Tuesday. Police have recovered thousands of dollars of property they say was looted during the riots and protests in Philadelphia over the last few days. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, these items were found at an apartment in Delaware County right outside the city.
Shirts, sneakers, hair products, and alcohol are just a few of the items Colwyn Borough Interim Police Chief Michael Hell says they took out of his stash house Tuesday morning after a tip from an informant that the place was full of looted property.
After doing our investigation, we saw bags and bags and boxes and all of these bags full of merchandise.
Hell says they arrested two people. They're charging with theft, receiving stolen property, and related charges. He adds their next step is to find the other people involved and get the goods back to where they belong.
Protesters once again took over the streets of Philadelphia Tuesday, but KYW's Andrew Kramer reports the ending was completely different from earlier demonstrations.
From City Hall to the Art Museum through Center City to right here at Rittenhouse Square, they marched. Hundreds and hundreds of them. They took one final knee together and went their separate ways. No incidents or clashes with police. This was Natalie's first protest she took part in. She was happy with how it all went down.
Well, I mean, the cops that followed us everywhere with their tanks and the National Guard. It was very peaceful. No one got hurt, no tear gas, no nothing. It was a peaceful protest, as it should be.
It ended at Rittenhouse Square with all the protesters taking a knee in solidarity. With masks now a requirement for everyone leaving home, hearing impaired people who read lips are at a loss. Until now. The Lambertville Mask Company, a group founded a couple months ago to make some extra cash during the downtime from regular jobs, is helping out. Member Grace Redding didn't even sew before the pandemic, but wanted to be of service, so she learned.
Where your mask would be covered has a clear vinyl plastic covering so they could actually read lips, so people could see your mouth as you're trying to talk to someone who is hearing impaired.
Redding is teaming up with professionals who work with the hearing impaired and has made dozens of masks so far and has been swamped for requests for more. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.